3. Jobs. Questions 8. Places of work, unemployment, finding a job, occupation, position, bosses, colleagues, atmosphere at work, working conditions, chances for promotion.
Model answers 8.
1. Where are you employed?
A. I have been working for a multinational company for 5 years.
B. I have been working in an office for 3 years.
C. I work for a firm that manufactures and sells different kinds of detergents.
D. I am unemployed. I am between jobs.
2. What do you do for a living?
A. I work as an export executive.
B. I am employed as a junior clerk.
C. I am a commercial traveler.
D. I have been on the dole for a year now.
I am qualified as a chemical engineer, and I had been working in the textile industry for 10 years when the management decided to make me redundant a year ago. I got some redundancy money, part of which covered the fee of a course in management and trade. Now I am on a retraining scheme to become a sales representative. I have been to the job center several times, but the jobs they offered me there did not match my qualifications. I get a certain amount of unemployment benefit every month, but it is hardly enough for 3 people to live on. I am a bit worried about the future, but at the same time, I hope I will be able to do something and earn enough money to lead a better life.
3. What is your position?
A. I was appointed to the post of deputy manager 2 years ago.
B. I am a simple office worker.
4. What are your responsibilities?
A. I am responsible for the company's sales.
B. I have to do a bit of everything. My main job is to do invoices, and I also help with the bookkeeping.
C. I spend most of my time traveling, visiting customers and possible customers in various parts of the country.
5. Do you enjoy working there?
A. My job is very interesting, varied, and has much to offer.
B. To tell you the truth, I am not satisfied with my job. I could imagine a much better one.
C. I have been doing this job for a year, but I must tell you I don't like it very much. I would love to stay in one place and see more of my wife and children. 6. Is there a good atmosphere among employees?
A. My colleagues are very kind and helpful. I get on very well with them. If I have a problem and have to miss work, I can ask them to stand in for me.
B. I am not sure that there is really a good atmosphere among the employees. We try to be kind to one another, but it seems to me that most of us would readily change our jobs for any other.
C. I don't often see the other employees. I regularly meet our business partners, but I don't really enjoy speaking to them. I get on well enough with them, but I don't think we have very much in common. 7. How do you get on with your employer?
My boss is all right in every respect. I can't say anything against him. He is hard on the staff and requires good work from us. He can't bear work shirkers and demands great discipline from everyone.
B. I don't get on very well with my boss. He is narrow-minded conceited, and self-important, and does not respect others' opinions. He tends to be prejudiced, too. He favors yes-men. He likes the people who tell him only what he wants to hear. He is bad at dealing with people.
C. I get on quite well with my boss. He is kind and nice to me whenever we meet. 8. Do you find your work easy or tiring?
A. I think it is a tiring job, but it is worth doing it. It is varied, and I hardly ever feel fed up with it.
B. I find my work very tiring. We often do a great deal of overtime, especially at the end of the year. At this time, I am so tired after work that I do not feel like doing anything else.
C. It is really tiring to travel as much as I do. 9. Have you got good chances of promotion?
A. If you work hard and honestly, you have got chances of promotion.
B. Unfortunately, at this firm, there is little chance of promotion.
10. Is your salary reasonable for the work you are doing?
A. I earn a high enough salary to live comfortably.
B. The money is enough for me to get by on.
C. I am only just able to make ends meet.
D. Yes, I think the pay is quite reasonable for the work that I am doing.
11. What are the working conditions like?
A. We have pleasant and healthy surroundings, nice and spacious air-conditioned offices, good computers, printers, scanners, and everything else you need for a job of this kind.
B. Working conditions are bad. The offices are ill-lit, narrow, and full of old office furniture and filing cabinets.
C. The conditions are good, and my firm treats me well. Still, I would very much like to leave this job. 12. How many jobs have you worked in so far?
A. This is the third job I've worked in for the last 10 years, and this is the most challenging and rewarding.
B. This is the second job I have worked in for the last 5 years, but honestly, I do regret leaving my previous place of work.
C. This is the first job I've had. Unfortunately, I didn't have much choice when I was looking for a job.
It isn't easy to find work these days, and I am fortunate to be employed at all.
D. I have worked for the same company since I graduated from the University of Economics 16 years ago. I started work as a clerk, and I was soon promoted.
E. I have worked in several jobs since I left school 15 years ago.
13. What is your job like now?
Now I am a salesperson. I like working with other people, and I like being able to travel on business. Soon after joining the company, I became a group head, later a head of department, and I have just been appointed divisional head. I have worked my way up, and I think I am among the lucky few who find their jobs not only well paid, but also enjoyable. 14. Have you ever done manual work?
My first job was at the garage where my father used to get the car serviced. I did manual work there. Then I had a job helping a plasterer, which was very well paid, but too hard for me. I had to run up 2 flights of stairs with 2 buckets of cement, run down and start again. Later, I was a factory worker. I did shift work, and I had to stand by the conveyor belt day and night. 15. Did you like it?
A. I didn't like it very much, because it wasn't a remunerative job. So quite soon, I decided to hand in my notice.
B. I didn't enjoy my work as a factory hand because I hated being on the night shift and I couldn't keep up with the work.
16. How were you paid?
A. In the garage, I was paid by the hour.
B. In the factory, I was paid piecework rates. And as I made a lot of faulty products, I never got as much money as the others did.
C. I get a fixed salary every month.
17. Why did you give up your previous jobs?
The jobs I have had were physically hard, but they weren't mentally challenging at all. Therefore, I decided to take on an evening course to become a draftsman. When I finished, I went to work at the Design Institute, and the work there appealed to me. 18. Have you ever worked flexi-time?
A. No, I have never worked flexi-time.
B. Yes, in my previous job, I worked flexible hours.
19. Is it better than working fixed hours?
Yes, I think working flexible hours is better than working fixed hours, because when you work flexi-time, you can fit your work in with your private life and sort out your problems during the day. 20. Have you ever been unemployed?
A. Fortunately, I have never been unemployed.
B. Yes, I lost my job 4 months ago and have been living on unemployment benefit since then. I go to the labor exchange every day, but many of the local firms and companies are cutting down their staff, and there are very few vacancies.
21. What would you write in a letter of application if you applied for a job?
In a letter of application, I would give a kind of profile containing information about my qualifications, schooling, exam results, present and previous jobs, work experience, present salary, and perhaps I would give the dates when I am free for an interview. 22. Have you changed jobs recently? Why? Why not?
A. I changed my job about a year ago. I taught mathematics in a secondary school. I had a secure job, enjoyed my teaching, and got on well with my supervisor and my colleagues. Some ex-classmates, however, offered me the chance to join them in a new small-scale enterprise to produce computer software for business, and I agreed. We had no trouble getting loans from the bank to start the business, and now it is doing very well.
Of course, the amount of money the partners earn depends on how well we do. So we all work hard, sometimes 12 hours a day. It is worth it, because I earn a lot more money than I did as a teacher.
B. I haven't changed jobs recently. Actually, I am fond of my job, and I won't give it up if it depends on me. I am an office assistant. I have good computer skills, and I am studying a language, too, because my boss often has foreign visitors. I think I am perfectly suitable for this task, and I put my heart and soul into my work.
23. Do you think people like to change jobs? Why?
A. People are unwilling to change their jobs these days, even if they have many problems at work. They like to be on the safe side. Therefore, they'd much rather stay than leave.
B. It seems to be fashionable for people to change their jobs. Some people have too much work, some too little. Others get bored with their jobs or fed up with their colleagues because of backbiting. People always want more pay and higher positions.
24. How can you change your job?
If you want to change your job, you must look at the advertisements or make inquiries at companies, firms, factories, offices, or institutions via email or post. 25. Where can you find job advertisements?
You can find job advertisements in the newspapers, magazines, or on the internet. 26. Who can help you to find the job you are looking for?
If you can't find the right job for yourself, there are careers offices or employment agencies that may still help you and offer you the kind of job you are looking for. 27. Is it easy to find a job nowadays?
It is not very likely to easily find a job today when unemployment is growing. 28. What happens if you have found the right job?
If you are lucky, and you think you have found the right job, you send your curriculum vitae with your qualifications and details of your previous jobs and go for an interview. 29. Who talks to the applicant at a job interview?
At institutions, it is usually the headmaster. At companies, it is often the personnel manager who interviews the applicants. 30. When did you last go to a job interview?
I last went to an interview before I took up my present job. 31. What did you agree on?
The personnel officer and I agreed on my starting salary, the office hours, and the lunch break, and the amount of paid holiday I would be entitled to. 32. Were you informed about your responsibilities?
I was shown round the office and told what my responsibilities would be. I was also informed that there were good prospects of advancement, and that promotion would depend entirely on my ability and hard work. 33. Did you accept the job?
As the job and the conditions appealed to me, I accepted that I would be on probation for the first 3 months. 34. Were you accepted for the job?
Yes, I was accepted for the job. We agreed that if my probationary period was satisfactory, I would be taken on the permanent staff and would then become entitled to annual salary increments. 35. What do you consider the most important thing about a job?
A. The most important thing about a job is whether you like it or not. I think I can only make a success of my job if I am interested in it. So it is important to know that you are doing the right job.
B. I think the most important thing about a job is to have responsibility and freedom in decisions, as well as a chance of promotion. But, of course, all this is futile if the atmosphere is that of suspicion, ill will, and grudges. 36. What would you say is less important?
It is perhaps less crucial, but still an important issue, as to how you can get on with your employer and with your colleagues. In other words, what the atmosphere is like at work. For me, working conditions and chances for promotion also matter. 37. How important is money to you?
A. Of course, you should be adequately paid for your work so that you don't have to work on the side. So I suppose money is quite important for everyone.
B. Money talks. This is my philosophy. So I don't bother much about the conditions, colleagues, or bosses. I should get wages high enough to support my family and not to have to do a second job after work. I think high pay and high bonuses are the most important things about a job. 38. Does your present job meet your expectations?
A. I am a teacher, and I think it is a rewarding profession if you like dealing with people, especially children. It is demanding, and you have to know a lot about your subject. But it is satisfying when it demands the best of you.
B. My job does not really meet the expectations I used to have as a naive young person. It doesn't use my abilities or stretch my brain. 39. What do or don't you like about it?
A. What I like about my job is that it gives you a sense of achievement. I think I mostly enjoy the relationships with the children, and that the work itself is a kind of education for me. It teaches me about others and myself. What I don't like about my job is that I have to work at home as well, and that it is very much underpaid.
B. I don't like anything about my job. It is monotonous and dull. I do not work because I want to, but because I have to keep body and soul together. I would much prefer to spend the day doing something else. At work, I dream of watching television when I get home or working in the garden at the weekends. 40. Would you like to retire from your present job, or are you considering changing your job?
A. I think I would like to continue working as a teacher until I retire. Though it is not always easy, and the pay should be better, it is very rewarding work.
I am not drawn to any other job, like that of a boutique owner or vegetable stall holder in a marketplace. My work suits me well.
B. I don't think I would like to be an office assistant until I retire, but I don't know where to find a better job. 41. Do you work full-time or part-time?
A. I work as a full-time industrial designer.
B. I am a full-time turner. 42. What time do you start and finish work every day?
A. I start work at the office at 7:30 in the morning. By the time 4 o'clock comes in the afternoon, I am more than ready to stop. I close up the office, drive home, and begin to relax.
B. I start work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I clock in at 5:30, and by 6, I have changed and put on my blue overalls. I clock off at 2:05 in the afternoon and leave the factory as quickly as possible. 43. Do you have any breaks during the day?
A. I only have a 30-minute lunch break when I am at work.
B. I have a short break to have my breakfast at 10. I buy a snack in the canteen, which keeps me alive until 2:30 when I have my lunch at home. 44. How do you normally spend the day at work?
A. I first open my email and read the messages I have received from my clients.
I spend the morning trying to think of new design ideas, and then, when I have found them, I try to work them out in detail. This goes on till about 12 or 12:30, then I have a quick lunch at the canteen, and after that it is back to work. During the afternoon, I often have meetings with clients.
B. I stand at the bench all day.